Get ready for Leaders Portfolio with Rebecca Blacksmith.
Rebecca Blacksmith.
Take a host with a few Ivy League graduate degrees, a room full of bright CEOs, and throw in a conversation about leadership. Leaders Portfolio with Rebecca Blacksmith. For all leaders listening right now.
Right now. Right now.
You're listening to Leaders Portfolio. I'm your host, Dr. Rebecca Blacksmith. We're here in the Leaders Portfolio studio with the President and CEO of Advanced Government Solutions, Ms. Patricia Cresta Savage. Advanced Government Solutions is in Bowie, Maryland. It provides IT program management and professional services to the federal government. With over $6 million a year in revenues and five-year revenue growth of 562% from 2006 to 2007. Welcome, Pat, to Leaders Portfolio.
Welcome. Good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
Now, you started this company in 1999.
That's correct. My husband and myself, Jack Savage and myself, started it in 1999.
And part of your vision for this company was to provide exceptional services, support to the federal government, and also at the same time take good care of employees.
That's correct. And we have grown steadily ever since.
Now, you mentioned earlier, actually in the green room, that part of it was you wanted to start a company because you saw certain things not happening, and your husband comes from the corporate sector and you come from the government sector, and you wanted to do it differently. How so?
Right. Well, by way of background, as you mentioned, my husband had worked around the Beltway for several different large corporations, and we felt as a small corporation we could provide government services while at the same time cater to our employees so that we could grow as they grow.
So you thought to yourself, too, if I have a contract with the government, I'm there on the other end of the line. It's not a rotating group of people.
Exactly. I think the best part about a small business is the fact that when you hire us, you get us. So if there are issues or problems that go on site at the government contract site, then we would be there. Myself and my husband would be there to help.
And did you, when you started this, did you have the goal of being where you're at now, over $8 million a year?
Or more.
You did. Okay.
Yes.
So you had ambitious, you wanted to really grow this.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think because of the fact that we had worked for large corporations, so we've seen how people have grown. There are many large corporations around the Beltway that started out with one and two people and have grown to $1 million, $1 billion corporations.
And you've had a five-year sales growth rate of 562% from 2006 to 2011. So what processes do you think you put in place that contributed to that?
Well, first of all, we have quarterly meetings with our headquarters staff, and we have a five-year plan. Make sure that for every contract that we bid on, we've done our homework, we've done our research. We don't bid on anything that we don't think we have a good chance of winning. We don't want to waste the time or money doing that. So we make sure that we bid on contracts that fit within our past performance or our realm of experience.
And that was something that over time you learned to do, because in the beginning, this was a philosophy shaped currently.
As many small businesses, we started in our home and we started out consulting, and then it grew. We decided we wanted to think bigger, so we did, and we started hiring personnel at headquarters that had experience so that we could grow to million, billion dollar company.
And we're speaking with the President and CEO of Advanced Government Solutions, Ms. Patricia Cresta Savage. Now, I mentioned your husband's from the corporate side, you're from the government side. Were there any kind of shocks that you've seen in that, you've learned from him, oh, wow, I didn't know the corporate side worked like this, and then he's learned from you, I had no idea the government side worked like this.
Well, just like with anything else, there are politics. And I think one of the biggest shocks is sometimes that it takes a while. You will bid on a contract, and it takes a while for you to hear on that contract, or sometimes they'll cancel it after you've put a lot of time and effort into a proposal. But on the positive side, I think because we have that blend of corporate / government experience together, I think we're able to deal with it.
Do you pay real close attention to presidential elections because they staff agency direction, and then that affects you?
Absolutely. The economy definitely affects small business growth. And most recently, regulations, I think, have affected small businesses.
How so? Or give me an example of how with you.
Well, they just recently passed the woman-owned small business regulations, which have certain requirements. For years, 8A had requirements, as well as other types of minority-owned businesses. And now women-owned also have similar regulations.
Is that good for you because you're woman-owned? Or is it more work?
Well, yes, it has created a little more work because I think now there's reporting requirements, which we'd never had in the past.
Do you think it'll be better at vetting, you know, kind of strong women-owned businesses versus, you know, non-performers? Or?
Perhaps, although I think in some ways it may weed out some of the individuals that might otherwise go forward as a woman-owned small business because it's a burden and it takes time and money to meet the regulation requirements.
Now, talk to me. Your background is you have a bachelor's from University of New Hampshire, a master's mm-hmm. from Fitchburg State University, and a law degree from Northern Virginia School of Law. So what's your overall leadership philosophy?
My overall leadership philosophy is, first of all, the customer comes first. When we are hired by a government agency or a corporation, we always provide top-notch services because we believe that that's what's going to help us grow. In addition, we cater to our employees. We provide them an excellent benefit package. And we cater to their needs and make sure that there are no issues that occur. Because as you know, we have our headquarters here in Bowie, but we have a site in California, we have a site in West Virginia, we have a site in Norfolk, Virginia. So we're all over the country. We also have a training facility in Alabama. So we need to know that our employees out in the field are happy. We mm-hmm. need to make sure that they're having their needs met.
And that's an area of particular importance to you because as a lawyer, employment law was something that you were...
Right. Because when I worked for the government, I actually worked for the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission and actually did investigations for the Office of Federal Contracts Compliance. So I handle mainly the policy and personnel side of the company, whereas my husband, Jack, handles the marketing and...
Sales.
Sales. Exactly. Thank you.
And now, so since employee law is a particular interest of yours and you really put a priority on that, that's what you said one of your stated goals for advanced government solutions is. So I've got an interesting question for you about unemployment, right? We know that the real unemployment rate is like 14 to 18%. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, we keep hearing from CEOs, you know, that we have trouble filling these positions with these skill sets, right? Mm-hmm. So you've got this high unemployment rate, but yet certain skills, right? And so this kind of current Great Recession story, in my opinion, is actually it's a discussion about unmatched skill sets more than it's about there's not jobs, although we do know there's a decline in jobs. So with that being said, do you find that you have trouble with filling certain skill sets or do you have... I know you do some like help desk positions, so maybe they're easier
right.
to fill. So yeah. So what are your thoughts?
Our positions range everything from help desk support, administrative to executive level support. And not only do we cater to government agencies, but also in the intelligence community. And there are a number of hoops that you have to go through in order to hire these people. The job market is such right now, we actually keep a bank of resumes and we have several banks that we go to, such as Monster and other places to obtain the resumes. So we don't usually have a problem finding the people. The question is being able to match their background with the skill set that is required by the government agency. So sometimes with the upper level positions, it is a little more difficult.
Interesting. And do you and maybe so one of the ways that it sounds like you've just shared something with one of the ways you control for that is you have these banks. And so that's a way where then
right.
there isn't really an issue because you've got
you know, and if it's not like a bio, you know, tech scientist or, you know, something where it's very skilled, it, where it'd be harder to find.
Right. We're always looking for resumes. And with the internet and Craigslist and all of the places now that you can search for resumes, it's become a little more easy.
Have you gotten better at hiring? Like, you know, more quickly someone's going to work or not?
Right. I think we have, because we understand what the customer wants and we try to reach out.
Have you gotten better at firing?
We haven't had to do that much.
I have to ask you, we were talking earlier about you had the one leadership challenge. Well, I'm sure you've had many leadership challenges, but you did have a leadership challenge with a contract that fell through, and that was kind of a big...
It was a contract that we had back in 2008. And again, it is one of the challenges of having a small business. You can't put all your eggs into one basket. But at this particular time, we had this contract for a good run. I mean, it started out with, I think, 5 people and ended up with 30 people. And we were under bid at one point. So we lost that contract. But the good news is that from that, we still receive good performance evaluations, and we did an excellent job for the customer, and we helped them grow to the point that they were at when we lost the contract. So then we just moved on.
And it's good to learn kind of early on, too, the lesson you learned, which is don't put all your eggs in one basket, right? It could have been a bigger contract someday.
Right. You know? We have actually, as I said, we've grown every year, and we have, as I mentioned to you in the green room, we have several contract vehicles that we can use, including GSA Alliant and our MOBIS schedule. So we have a number of different ways to obtain opportunities. So, yes.
Great. Well, Pat, I want to say thank you for being on Leaders Portfolio. Appreciate you telling your story.
Thank you very much for having me.
Patricia, joining us in Leaders Portfolio Studio, I want to thank the sponsors of Leadership. Leaders Portfolio sponsors, Dennis Cole Architects, WOW Services Group, Green Tree Surgeons, Riverwalk, Hilton Garden Inn of Fairfax, Virginia, providing all your business meeting room needs. If you want the federal and business communities to know your business values leadership, consider sponsorship of Leaders Portfolio. And, of course, you can find Patricia Cresta Savage on our website at leadersportfolio.com, where you can listen to her audiocast and also find out about her bio as well. We will return after this on Leaders Portfolio.
Leaders Portfolio with Rebecca Blacksmith, now playing at leadersportfolio.com.
Dennis Coall Architects restored the most significant Beaux Arts building in the state of Virginia, the Hanley Library of Winchester. Be it through new construction, historic preservation, or environmentally friendly design, visit coallarchitects.com. For libraries, museums, corporate buildings, colleges, and specially designed houses, if you want architecture on your agenda, fusing function with beauty, then visit coallarchitects.com. That's K-O-W-A-L architects.com.
Are you a business leader who practices leadership? Apply for the Leaders Portfolio Awards. Have a client who emphasizes leadership? Nominate their company for the Leaders Portfolio Awards. Past winners include startups, as well as a company producing $150 million a year in revenue. Tune in to Leaders Portfolio with Dr. Rebecca Blacksmith on the air and online at leadersportfolio.com. For Leaders Portfolio Awards information, visit leadersportfolio.com.
The Hilton Garden Inn Fairfax Hotel near I-66 and 50 provides state-of-the-art guest rooms with complimentary high-speed internet access, a full-service restaurant, business meeting and banquet rooms for up to 300 guests, with a professional staff that stays focused on the details so you don't have to, and full banquet catering. Call 703-385-7774 for guest rooms, meeting space, or special events at this award-winning hotel. That's 703-385-7774. The Hilton Garden Inn Fairfax.
Do you want others to know how your organization can help them? Then tell the business community why they need your business. Become a proud sponsor of Leaders Portfolio by calling 864-323-2600. By becoming a sponsor, you will be communicating directly with your target audience. Leaders Portfolio offers low-cost sponsorships for high impact, and Leaders Portfolio guarantees results. Let us tell you how by phoning 864-323-2600. That's 864-323-2600.
Dennis Coall Architects restored the most significant Beaux Arts building in the state of Virginia, the Hanley Library of Winchester. Be it through new construction, historic preservation, or environmentally friendly design, visit coallarchitects.com. For libraries, museums, corporate buildings, colleges, and specially designed houses, if you want architecture on your agenda, fusing function with beauty, then visit coallarchitects.com. That's K-O-W-A-L Architects.com.
Leaders Portfolio with Rebecca Blacksmith, now playing at leadersportfolio.com.